I'm Laurie Mallon, and this is the Profitable Health Coach Podcast, the show where we're all about creating a sustainable, enjoyable, and profitable online coaching business that gives you the freedom and flexibility that you want. We'll hear about strategies, systems, and solutions from experts and fellow coaches who've created the business of their dreams, providing amazing transformations and connecting with clients across the globe. You'll learn how to get started without the technical overwhelm. Join me on this journey to become a profitable health coach. In this episode, we will be talking about how to use a 12-week plan to set and reach your goals. So too many of us have been taught to focus on yearly goals, but there is a strategy that I have found to be so much more effective. And when I put it into practice in my business, I ended up increasing my income by 5 times. I think 12-week planning is perfect for everyone, but it is going to be particularly effective for you if you can check any of these boxes, right? So if you've been running your own business for a while, but you aren't really sure how to set goals that you're going to actually achieve, or you've been following all the big names in online business, listening to all the podcasts, reading all the blogs, and you're overwhelmed with all of the different strategies to grow your business, or you aren't really sure which tasks you need to work on or for how long until you should switch to something else because it's not working, or if you have worked on getting clients or building programs for weeks, months, maybe years, but you have little progress to show for it, you know that there are a lot of things that you should be doing, but you find yourself constantly pulled in different directions, distracted by shiny objects. Or if you've reached goals, but you aren't really sure how it happened, or how you got there, or how to keep growing, this planning strategy is perfect for you. Now, if you're like me and you worked a corporate job before you had your own business, you probably, at the beginning of every year, you would sit down and write out your plans for the year. And there would be these 12-month plans, and you'd have all these different deliverables and goals that you would set. And then you would spend so much time mapping out the goal. And then a few months or even weeks later, something would happen, and priorities would change. And all of the goals that you made or all of the goals that you set would go right out the window because now you had new priorities. So then those plans had to all be completely redone. And I'm looking at you, March 2020, when all of our plans went out the window. And then you'll find that those year-long plans were actually a huge waste of time. So as you're running your own business, you're going to find that certain strategies or tactics that you decide on at the beginning of the year might be outdated or completely irrelevant a few months later. And this is where we cue the 12-week year system. Now, the 12-week year is a goal-setting strategy created by Brian Moran, and it outlines exactly how to set and achieve goals in just 12 weeks. Now, why do we focus on just 12 weeks at a time? 12 weeks is short enough that you don't lose focus, but long enough that you can make significant progress towards your goals. It's enough time to see if the strategy that you're using is actually working for you, and if not, there's enough time to pivot and adjust your plan. It's really the perfect amount of time for working on a specific goal. This is the strategy that I used to 5X my business during the pandemic, and it's a process that I use with my own one-on-one clients. In the 12-week year, we create these long-term goals, 5 years out, 3 years out, 1 year out, and then we break it down into the first 12-week plan. We call it a 12-week year. We start with that first. Switching to these 12-week plans gives you the flexibility that you need to achieve your goals, setting them one goal at a time and working on just one thing at a time, focusing on that and nothing else. Now, a 12-week plan also helps you gain momentum. You don't want to wait until the end of the year to see your results, right? No, you want to see results as quickly as possible, and you want to know that what you're doing is working. Right? Because success breeds motivation, motivation breeds action, and action breeds more success. So seeing actual results in your business keeps you motivated to keep going, keep showing up, keep taking action, and growing your business. When I was creating my first 12-week plan, I started with my long-term vision of 5 years, and then I worked it back to 3 years, and then 1 year. And I sat down and really thought about what I needed to do now to make that 1 year vision a reality. Now, I set no more than one or two goals at a time. And based on where you are in your business, that goal might look like getting more one-on-one clients, growing an email list, or really focusing on growing your network and a referral partner list. Having more than two goals might be tempting when you're first starting out, but it can make it hard to stay focused. So your goals should be your top priorities, the things that are really going to move the needle in your business. What's also great about a 12-week plan is that it lets you create focused action plans, right? Because a goal without a plan is just a dream. After we set the goals for the 12 weeks, we break it down into 3 to 5 action tasks that are going to have the most impact in getting us closer to our goal. Now, there are probably going to be 100 different things you could do that could help you reach your goal, but you want to use the 80-20 rule here, right? Like, what are the few things that you can do that have the most impact? You're going to break these tasks down into weekly action plans so that you know each week what you're going to be doing week in and week out to get closer to your goal. The next thing you'll do with your 12-week plan is you're going to track your progress. So I use a very specific 12-week year spreadsheet. And what I do is I map out my weekly action plan and I check each task off that I need to do on the plan as I do it. And I keep a record of this so that each week I can see how closely I stuck to my plan, and I can see if these tasks are actually effective in generating the results that I'm looking for. The last part of the 12-week year action planning system that's really important is the accountability. Now, with the 12-week year, we take ownership of our actions, and we are 100% responsible for doing what we say we're going to do. The American Society of Training and Development did a study, and they found that people are 65% more likely to meet a goal after committing it to another person, right? So that's just telling somebody, hey, I'm working on this goal. But their chances of success increase to 95% when they build in ongoing meetings with their accountability partners to check in on their progress. Yes, you heard me right. I said 95%. So they're 95% more likely to reach their goal after setting it, telling somebody else, and then showing up week after week to report on their progress. So committing to a weekly accountability meeting and reporting on the progress of your action plan are critical parts of successfully using the 12-week year planning system to grow your business. Now, I know I wouldn't have been able to grow my business as quickly as I did without having weekly check-ins with my accountability partner, Kathy, who has been on the podcast before. Kathy and I started meeting in March of 2020. Coincidence? I don't think so. But we both have seen significant growth in our businesses, and I'm going to link to her episode in the notes. Kathy, during the pandemic, published 3 plant-based eating cookbooks, and she also launched a plant-based lifestyle coaching program that has catapulted her business from basically, she started out as a food blogger, and now she is a 6-figure plant-based lifestyle coach. And this all happened during the pandemic. So I'm going to link this in the show notes. And if you want to learn more about the 12-week year strategy that I'm talking about, I'm going to put a link in the show notes as well for the book by Brian Moran. And the 12-week year, this planning system has completely changed my business. And that's what I want for you. So I hope this helps you as you are starting your business. Thanks for listening. And if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next episode is live. Check out our show notes for this episode, where you can find any of the links and resources that were mentioned during the show. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.